Right now, let's e-brake.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Paul's a fighter. He seems to be going through a good period right now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which is the opposite of what my wife went through last week.
The wheels are off.
Osama bin Laden used Father's Day to attack black fathers. He called on...
Whoa.
Osama bin Laden.
No, wait, Barack Obama.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Who are you talking to?
Diarrhea Pants.
This ought to be fun.
What?
It's an old
That's
song.
The weirdest thing you've ever said.
That's
I've never
a song?
Heard an old song.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three very strong candidates, and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. First up, in what should be just a great battle this week, we have courtside reporter Claudia Trajos.
What?
Who was reporting in the Spurs-Mavericks game, courtside, kind of. She did several very confusing reports, including this halftime interview with the Spurs' Roger Mason. Now, keep in mind, he had 15 points at the half. That's not really extraordinary. He had a nice first half, but It's not exactly record-breaking. And the Spurs led by 1 point.
Not 50.
No.
By one.
But she was just blown away by the fact that the Spurs were up one over the Mavericks and the fact that Roger Mason scored 15 points in the first two quarters. And she brought up a new player known as Terry Mason. And we're not sure which team he plays for, but give a listen to what Junior thinks may be the worst network television interview ever.
And here's Claudia.
How is it going? How do you feel? It's amazing. How many points up to now? 15?
I don't know. No, trying to win the game.
It's an extraordinary game right now for you guys. Is there any way to stop yet this time?
We got enough points, but right now we're giving up too many. Dirk got hot. We gave up too many easy shots for them. So second half, hopefully we take care of the ball a little bit better, and scoring is okay for us right now.
It seems like there's Terry Mason is having a very good game as well. Is there a way that you're going to stop him?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, our thing is defense. And we play team defense, and Dirk's hit some tough shots, but second half, I'm sure Pop will correct him.
Thank you so much. Back to Mike.
Okay, Claudia, thank you.
Or whatever the hell that was.
I don't know where to start with that. Terry Mason. Who is Terry Mason?
I guess she was talking about Jason Terry. I guess.
It's been an amazing game for you guys. You're up one.
Extraordinary.
An extraordinary game.
You guys have never led before. It's amazing.
Is there any stopping you?
Yeah, what does this mean in San Antonio where you've won how many titles? You're up one at the half here. This must just be the greatest moment ever.
They're going to get
Spurs.
A banner for that one, aren't they?
It's such an extraordinary game for you guys that if the Mavericks come out in the second half and make one basket, they're ahead. That's how extraordinary it's been.
So you guys think jerks. English is her second language. She's learning. Why are you bagging on her?
She shouldn't be on a network broadcast if that's the case.
She's a reporter, and she's asking a guy who's just come off the court, how many points are you up to now?
Well, like 15? I mean, you're only 85 behind Wilt's mark here. Did you realize that?
Don't give her that much credit, because she probably doesn't know Wilt's record.
Right.
Well, I don't think you guys are giving her enough credit. Who's to say the Spurs won't lower a banner next week that says we led the Mavericks 57-56 at the half?
I'm to say they won't.
And maybe we don't know the Mavs roster as well as we think we do. Maybe there's a Terry Mason
maybe there is.
Playing for them.
She knows more than we do. All right.
Who was the guy who played Terry Mason on TV?
Raymond Burr.
Terry Mason.
That's right. Sure enough.
All right, speaking of broads who have no idea what they're talking about, Barb Smith is up for another emergency break of the week. We have what we're going to call another Arby's combo. First on our show, she had the unfortunate circumstance of talking about Arby's as a sponsor again.
Are you looking for an alternative to a greasy burger? Try Arby's new roast burgers. They're burgers done better. Choose from the bacon cheddar, bacon blue, or all American. I'm thinking Arby's.
What's wrong with you?
Why is Craig.
Why can't you read an Arby's outro?
You know what? I was holding back a sneeze, mm-hmm. and I thought it was going to come out, and I held it back, and so I
just... You said, are you looking for a toilet?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Yeah.
I'm Barb Smith with the tickets, Ticket Up for Tailpipe Traffic for the Modi Home Theater Store.
She said toilet in the beginning, and then she said, I think I'm thinking Arby's.
I'm thinking.
Did the Arby's marketing execs actually write that down? All right, we want them to close every spot with, I think I'm thinking Arby's.
Yeah, let's do that.
I hope that there are Arby's executives gathered around a large oval table listening to these live spots. So let's see how our radio campaign is doing.
I don't know. Let's give another listen. She was on with the Hardline on Tuesday talking about Arby's.
This report brought to you by Arby's. Are you looking for an alternative to a greasy burger? To Arby's new roast burger. Arby's new roast burgers. They're burgers done better. Choose from the bacon cheddar, bacon blue, or all American. I'm picking Arby's. Barb Smith with a ticket to stick it up for tailpipe traffic.
How is she in radio? What?
Roast booger.
What's going on?
Now, give her a break. These are just thrust into her hands as she's walking into the studio.
No,
so she hasn't had time to prove.
She has plenty of time.
Did she say, I'm picking Arby's at the
yes.
end?
After saying boogers.
Yes.
Why wow, can't how she... appetizing for a yes. food company.
Oh, man.
Why can't she handle an Arby's read? What
she
is it about Arby's?
What was her other famous one? You're thinking,
you're
I'm
having,
Arby's.
I'm Arby's.
I can't handle a read.
You're having, I'm Arby's.
You having, I'm Arby's.
God almighty! You want to hear that last one more time?
Sure.
All right.
This report brought to you by Arby's. Are you looking for an alternative to a greasy burger? To Arby's new roast burger. Arby's new roast burgers. They're burgers done better. Choose from the bacon cheddar, bacon blue, or all American. I'm picking Arby's. Barb Smith with a ticket, sticking up for tailpipe traffic for the Modi Home Theater Store.
Wow. Gosh.
Mm.
Amazing. So that's confusing. There's no doubt about that. But speaking of confusion, Rhines was totally lost about 10 minutes to 6 yesterday. He had one of those moments where he just didn't know where he was.
It is 5:53. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I believe we have time for some community quick hits on the way here.
Actually, we do that at 6:10, Mike. We're going to continue on with Terrell Owens talk, though.
Oh, we are? Okay. All right.
You lose track of time?
Yeah, I guess I did. I guess I did lose track of time.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
You need some medicine?
No. I just lost track of time. But we will have community quick hits, and they'll be coming up here in just a little bit, right?
Yes, they will.
Okay, then let's take some phone calls. How about that?
How about it?
Let's talk.
Shoot. No, dude. Mike, what the hell?
Is wrong?
We're going to a break.
It's like 5:52.
You are lost.
Yeah, I am. I have been all day.
Oh,
God.
No.
All right, phone age next.
Wow. That's where you just need to take Ryan's by the hand and say, it's okay. You know, just have
it's
a feed
right.
here.
Hey, okay, you want Mike? Me to feed you your peas?
No, I don't want peas tonight.
Okay.
Green beans. Finally cut.
Well, we don't have green beans tonight.
That's what I want.
Well, here, just have some of your Salisbury steak, and I'll go talk to the nurse and see if we can't find some green beans.
Okay, put on some baseball while you're at it. Thanks, Gordo.
Wait, what? Creepy. Why am I taking care of him? What?
All right, so those are your three candidates. Claudia Trajos, Barb, or Rhines? 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Space Monkey and the Spanish Barb Smith. Thank you.
Space Monkey.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I think it's you're having. I'm Michael Merkin Cooper.
Gosh.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Battle Slice Born, page 2, George Gets Mad.
Genius.
Yes.
Genius, George. Great.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm sticking up our tailpipe.
Thanks, Carl.
Is that a vote for Barb?
Well, yeah, we had two vote. Women.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Penile Slice Born.
Ooh. Okay.
Nice.
Stupid. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I give to that Mexican bitch.
Oh, sir? That is the most callous.
We will register your vote, but you need to clean up your act, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Gosh. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Barb's Arby's Booger.
All right. Don't associate Arby's with that word, sir, even though Barb did. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal Slice Booger Booger.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, America's favorite radio station.
What car am I? Did I win?
No, we're looking for a vote.
Oh, okay. Give me Roast Booger.
All right. Hmm. Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Hello. Hey there, Chief, but we do have a winner. We do
Big
have
Montana.
A winner.
Montana. It's a sandwich.
Another win.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I need a couple of them.
Barb Smith has won yet
Barb
another.
Barb Sliced Roast Beef wins.
E-break with yet another Arby's combo.
Are you looking for an alternative to a greasy burger? Try Arby's new roast burgers. They're burgers done better. Choose from the bacon cheddar, bacon blue, or all American. I'm thinking Arby's.
What's wrong with you? Why can't you read an Arby's outro?
You know what? I was holding back a sneeze, and I thought it was going to come out, and I held it back, and so I
just. You said, are you looking for a toilet?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Yeah.
I'm Barb Smith with a ticket, stick it up for tailpipe traffic for the Modi Home Theater Store. This report brought to you by Arby's. Are you looking for an alternative to a greasy burger? To Arby's new roast burger. Arby's new roast burgers. They're burgers done better. Choose from the bacon cheddar, bacon blue, or all-American. I'm picking Arby's. I'm Barb Smith with a ticket, stick it up for tailpipe traffic for the Modi Home Theater Store.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. How many is that for Barb?
It's 12 wins for the tickets, 5-8 Kappa. She's just 6 behind Corby.
All right, 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Jerry Jones.